Friday, Terry Mash, the Chaf Beis, Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Daret, Rabbi Shaul Yaakov Sulam.
Good morning. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. I would like to just share with you this morning an idea, a thought that I had over these last few weeks with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. I just want to just share with you, if you don't mind, an idea, something which is Yesodus Dik, something which we all know, but just I want to bring out. And basically, since what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael, so a lot of us are focusing on we have to be mishtatef with the tzar of our brothers, with the tzar of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and bechlal the world by from klali is a difficult time, it's a difficult period, and we have to mischazuk and emuna, and we'll be all right. Beis Hashem, the bench will look after us, and everything will be well. But I was just thinking that. L'chaira, the focus is the wrong way. We're looking at the focus in the wrong way, and I'll explain to you why. I'll explain to you what I mean. We know that the world, the matzav of the world today, is not the most ideal matzav. It's not really the way the world is supposed to look like, right? We're in Golus, and we know we've already been in Golus for long enough, only 2,000 years, and we know that this matzav has to change. This matzav can't stay the same. It can't continue on. It can't continue like this. We know this is definitely not the ideal way, the way the world is supposed to be looking like. So instead of using the current events, what's going on, looking and focusing on the past or what happened, and we have to mischazuk, we need to really more focus on the future. We need to focus on what the world is going to look like. We need to focus on what's going to be when the Yeshua comes. We need to put our mind more on the Yeshua, the Gola Asida. And I've heard that we need to use the things that take place to moer us, right? But the focus is supposed to be, we're supposed to be focusing on the Gola Asida. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that La'asid Lavoi, when we go up to Shemayim, there's going to be six questions. And one of the questions are, Tzipisa Li Yeshua. Did you sit and wait? Tzipisa is Lashon to wait. To sit and wait. Yerushev or Mechaka, sit and wait. Did you wait? Did you wait for Yeshua? Did you ever spend time? Did you live your life in an oifen that you're looking forward for the Yeshua? Right, the Rashi says there. Rashi says, "What's the piece of Yeshua? The Divra Neviim. Did you see them? Were you waiting? Were you looking forward? Were you hoping for the day when it'll come, where all the Divra Neviim will be Makuyam, and the world will and the Gula Asida? Right? That's one of the questions that they're going to ask us. La'asid Lavoi, which means it's a very important Yisoid. We know there's 13 Ikrim. 13 Yisoidas, the Bein Shalom is Motzi Mashgiach, and Vu'echad, Einu Guf, Einu Musa Guf. One of the Ikrim is Tzipis L'Yeshua, is M'chol Yom HaChak L'Sheyovah. And they're not going to ask us questions about the other Yud Gimel Ikrim. I don't know why. It seems that there is a focus over here on Tzipis L'Yeshua. Is did you live your life in a tzura that you're looking forward for the Yeshua? And I'll start off with a story. There's a Chelma story. This story didn't happen in Chelm. It happened somewhere nearby Chelm. You know, if Chelm was a village of big chachamim, so probably all the neighborhoods and villages were also big chachamim, I imagine. And in one of these villages, there was a yankel. There was a yankel, and he lost his job. Yankel didn't have any parnosa. Yankel had no parnosa, and he had a family, had a wife and children. And the chachamim of the town got together. The wise people, the sages of the town got together, and we have to sort out this problem, this yankel problem. We have to help him out. And this yankel, he was always complaining. He spent all his days complaining that he doesn't have money for this, and this is going wrong, and that's going wrong. The first day, the elders of the town thought that, you know what, we'll give him a job, we'll give him a new job, and that is that he'll worry all our worries. He'll take upon all our worries of the whole town. He'll worry for us. We'll pay him for it, rather, and that will be his new job. So other people in the town said, it can't, because then the problem is, then what are we going to worry about? We can't give it all to him. We also need to have a little bit all of us. Okay, fine, thank you very much. Until one of them said, okay, I've got an idea. We're going to hire him to be the Mashiach watcher. We're gonna build a massive. We're gonna build a big a tower in the center of town. And his job will be every day. He's gonna go up there from morning till evening looking for Mashiach. He's gonna go looking for Mashiach all around looking for Mashiach. As soon as Mashiach is on his way, he's gonna let the Olam know. That will be his job, and they'll pay him a kopek a day, one kopek every day, and that will be. Shame, all the town elders, they were thinking about it, and they don't, it does sound like a very good job, sounds like a very good idea, Mashiach watcher. And Shane, so one of them was given a job to notify Yankel that we've got a job for you. And Yankel said, Yankel was so excited, a kopek, a whole kopek a day, probably a pound. And he went running home to his wife Chanela, and he says, Chanela, I've got a new job. What's the job? So I'm going to be the Mashiach watcher. What's the Mashiach? Watch, they're going to build for me a tower. I'm going to climb the top, and every day I'm going to be looking all day long, looking for Mashiach. So Chanela said, "It sounds like a good job, but Yankel, how long do you think this job is going to last for? How long do you think this job? You think it's going to last for long? Isn't that right? That's the Chelm story. Okay, that's the Chelm story. Now, why am I saying this story? I'm saying this story because I just want to bring out a point. I've rather, it's not a true story, but the idea behind it is very fundamental. Pshat is that we're supposed to be living a life where we mamash feel it, we mamash feel the Mashiach can come any day. Yeah, mamash like this Chanela, this job is not going to last. This what tomorrow, a few days, it's not going to be a long job. It won't be a long-lasting job. Right? We need to mamash feel. Mamash to feel, we all know the Mashiach is going to come any day. We have other, we're all maminim, b'nei maminim, we believe it. But to mamash feel it, well, then if we have to work on ourselves to feel it. You know, there's famously that, yeah, my great-grandmother, she used to sit by the window waiting for Mashiach, right? She used to sit by the window in Mashiach. So, and there's more than that. The Chofetz Chaim, they say B'Shem, the Chofetz Chaim, the one saw him running up and down the steps. Yeah, I don't know if he had steps in his own house, I don't know where it was. The Bekitza found him running up and down some steps. So he asked him, and he was an old man, so he asked him, why are you running up? He said, because when Mashiach comes, I'm going to be running up and down the Mizbeach, and I don't have koyach, I'm an old man already. So I'm getting used to it, I need to do some exercises to get myself to build my muscles, to be able to... Pshat is not, it's not a joke. Yeah, it's not pshat that the Chofetz Chaim thought to himself, hey, if Mashiach is coming, then I'm going to be on the Mizbeach, but then I need koyach, so you know I need to... It's not pshat the Chofetz Chaim just used his seichel. He used his seichel to... It was pshat is because it just came out in such a way because the Chofetz Chaim lived like that. Because he lived like that. He lived like that the Mashiach can come any day. Right? It was part of the essence. It went into their bones that Mashiach can come any day. Right? It was part... Right? Now, the question is, how can we do it? How can we make it part of our lives? How can we bring it down into our actual lives, in actual day-to-day lives? How can we do it? It's not easy. Okay, we can think about it, but to actually bring it in, we can live it, even from time to time, to have spasms of oh, Mashiach can come. Right? It's very, very possible, since this war in Israel, some of us have these spasms. Mashiach can come any day. Right? But how can we live it? How can we mamash feel it and live it as much as possible? So, there's a yesoid, the Balamuses say. But I'm also say a story like this. One of the shesh schiras is to remember Mamad HaSinai. To remember Mamad HaSinai, right? Some of the nusach in the siddur, end of David, end of Shachris, Mamad HaSinai. To remember it because it says in the pasuk, Yoyim Asher Matzah B'Choyer, the Zocharta. There's a lashon in there. Where is it? Here. Yeah. I didn't say it, so I don't know. Right, rak shon lekhosh menach shkhom mit pen tishkhakh zvor ma shoro en echo pen yesum ma khol mi khakh vetat un vnekh un echo yoy ma shamat lifne shem lekhakh bkhoyev. So you mustn't forget the day that we stood in front of Hashem by the bottom of the mountain Hasina. Yeah, so but I must say that I think they even the medaik in the Ramban, they bring out from the Ramban. I heard this from the mashgichim. They say this, that the way to do it is to use the koyach hatziur, to use your koyach. I don't think the translation of tziu is imagination, because when you say imagination, you normally mean just fairy imaginations. But it's the koyach haseichel. It's the koyach haseichel. A person can go deep into his imagination, and he can mitzay himself how it was, how Mamad HaSinai looked like. He can picture it. He can picture it. He can go into it and he can feel it. He can. It's not such a difficult thing. The Bein Shleilam, I always say, the Bein Shleilam gave a person the koich of imagination. The koich of imagination is so intense and it's so huge. It's way more powerful than all images you see and footages you see. Now you see. But the koich hatziu, a person can literally go into a different world. Person can use the koich hatziu, even meditation. I don't think meditation is the right word as well, because meditation is used by the different, today it's used by all different sects all different types of people. They go and they do. It's not something which is used in Yiddishkeit, but be'etzem it's a merdik yisoid in Yiddishkeit to use this koich hatziu. Even Shmoneh Esra. Right? Shmoneh Esra. A person is supposed to be using Koich Hatziu. Right? We all know Reb Chaim says that the first bracha, besides for the Pirush HaMilas, you also have to feel you're standing in front of Hashem. What does that mean, you feel? So you use your Koich Hatziu, you use your imagination. You're standing now in front of the Baruch Shem. Whatever it is, whatever imagination you'd use from the ideas that you taught from when we were younger, wherever it is, we might not be exactly the way it's supposed to, but it doesn't matter. We're using our Koich Hatziu to go into a different world. We're going into a different avenue now. We're going into different, and that's how we're supposed to start our Shmoneh Esra. Koich Hatziu. So when it comes to what's going to be Lasid Lavoi? What's going to be Lasid Lavoi? We don't know. Lasid Lavoi, when I say Lasid Lavoi, doesn't mean in 200 years. Lasid Lavoi means in the future, when the world will be a better world, will be a masukindika world. No one knows exactly how it's going to be. There's plenty of steers. Yeah, the Rambam tells us one thing, and we don't exactly. But we can learn. We can look at the Nevi'im. Rashi says, Tzipisi Yeshua the Divra Nevi'im. We can look at the Nevi'im, and we can see what the Nevi'im tell us to look like, lost the lover. So we might not get it exact. It doesn't matter. But we're using as much as we can. We're using the best we can to be able to imagine what the world will look like, lost the lover. And that, if a person uses this koich of imagination, a koich of tziu, the koich to picture what he'll be like, and with all the ideas that he has, that he knows what the world will look like, Lasid Lavoi. Use that from time to time. Use the imagination. Yeah, it's not b'chol not a childish thing. Imagination is something which there's so much growth. So much growth can go with imagination. It's a person can reach so much further. Using his koich hatziu, using his mind. His mind is just never ending. So you can go further and further and further. So to try to the best of our abilities to according to what the things that we know, according to the ideas that we have of what the world would look like, slowly to picture it and to. I was going down to London one day, a few weeks ago, and there was traffic. Yeah, traffic. Why is traffic? Because there's an accident, or there's a pilot, or there's just traffic. There's just right. I was saying to myself, Lasid Lavoi, what's it going to be? It won't be for the Eden. It won't be traffic. If there's never ever traffic for the President of America. There's never traffic for the Prime Minister. There's never, because there's always going to be, they're going to make way for him. The Yidden are going to be in a different, the Yidden are going to be the nation where the whole world is going to look up to. The whole world is going to say, I wish I could have been part of them. It's too late. I wish I could have been part of them. I wish I could have been, that's it. And we're going to be the center of the world. We're going to be wherever we, again, we don't know exactly where we'll be living, wherever, just not, just try and use, and you can get into your feeling, get into your bones, you can get into your bones what the world would look like. Yeah. Think about it, that for nearly 2,000 years, let's say, I don't know how many from Yidden are today, who daven three times a day. Let's say, there's probably more, but let's say there's 500,000, let's say, who daven three times a day. I have no idea how many. So if you think about it, so three times a day, there's 1.5 million tefillahs going up to Shemaim, and each tefillah, each Shemoneh Esra, I went through it, there's 19 brachas, nine of them has got to do with the Gula Asida. And even the first one, even the first bracha, when we mention the Gula Asida, we mention over there, maybe Goyle Ibn 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 Mashmoy Ba'ava. Every bracha, so many of these brachas that we're concentrating on the Gula Asida. Right? It's not just okay, yeah, good I see. No, so much of the davening is, so it means there's 1.5 million tefillahs going up every single day. every single day 1.5 million tefillahs going up to Shemayim, and of that, so much of it has got to do with the Gula Asida. Right? And this has been going on for years upon years upon years. So I don't know if it's this amount every, but for nearly 2,000 years, Yidden have been davening for the Gula Asida. And it's mind-boggling, the amount of tefillahs, right? The amount of tefillahs. We know that tefillahs never is Chazer Esreikam, especially if it's a tefillah, an emesdik tefillah, it never Chazer Esreikam. Means that in Shemaim, there's the amount of tefillahs, and from the end of the Nevi'im, after the Chubin, after the Chubin by Esrisha. Yeah, and then you got of the Goyim, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim, the amount of tefillahs that in Shemaim. And when the Gula Asida comes, the day comes, just imagine, all these years of so many tefillahs, and here it is, within a moment, suddenly, the immense koyach, that this day is going to have, coming from such an immense amount of tefillahs, of koyachas, coming for this day. We can't imagine. Yeah, lasa lavoi means now. What's the way? How's the world look like today? Now, the Yidden are mushpel, the Yidden are mavuzah, boif and klali. Yeah, the Yidden are definitely not. We're definitely not on the highest spectrum of the nations. Okay, so some understand us, some don't understand us. But be'etzem, deep down the world, they don't really appreciate us. They cannot appreciate us, but they look down on us, and we're always in the way. Now, this is the entire that we're going to always be. We're always in the way. We're always the cause and effect of everything. It's always us to blame. And where's the Rebbeinu Shleilam? The Rebbeinu Shleilam is completely nista. The Chilal Hashem that there is today, not the Chilal Hashem, the way we look at it. The Chilal Hashem is, the Rebbeinu Shleilam's name is Selma Cholal, right? Who talks about Hashem? Who talks about Hashem? Most of the world don't even know that He exists. Right, and of the people who do know He exists, they mock Him, they understand Him, they appreciate Him. The Baruch Shleilam in the world today is completely has to. I'm not now talking about the tzoras. I'm not talking about the tzoras that are coming to Klal Yisrael because of that, and that's also called Hest upon Him. I'm talking about even before that, without that, the Baruch Shleilam from Klali today is Bechlal not Mukha. He's not recognized. Recognized a bit, sure, but he's not. But if you think of it, the Benjamin, there's no recognition. There's not enough recognition of the Benjamin in the world. And we know by Yetzias Mitzrayim how suddenly the world changed, and suddenly how all the, like we say in Oz Yoshe, all the Goyim, they suddenly realized the Ben Shlem is the one who's the Melech over the world, and he's the power over the world. So exactly the same will be lost in love, but not even exactly the same, will be way, 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 way more. It'll be way more, way more. When suddenly the Ben Shlem will reveal himself, the Ben Shlem will again, he'll peep out from under the rubble and say, it's always been me, and suddenly how the world will suddenly realize how they were mistaken, all these top scientists, top politicians, whatever it is, they all think they're running the world. And they suddenly realize the whole thing is shtusim, the whole thing is the Baruch Hashem is the one running the world behind it. The Baruch Hashem is one. And us, Klal Yisrael, how much more so will we mock the Baruch Hashem? We'll serve the Baruch Hashem with more cheshek. We'll daven with it as a brand. Every case, so we daven, we try. We've got the Yitzhara there the whole time. And we're living here together with the Goyim. We're living together with the Beina Amim. And we've got lots of Ashpals from them. There's lots of, even not Averus, just Gashmias. There's so much Gashmias that we're enjoying because of them. Okay? There'll come a time where these Gashmias things are not even going to talk to us. Our focus will be the Beis Shem. We'll have the Beis HaMikdash. We'll be going up Oyle Regel. Just try to imagine how the whole world will turn over. The whole Metzias will be different. This, we're living over here, we're in Manchester, yeah, we walk to shul, we walk home, we go to work, we go to Beis Medrash. This is not the sort of life we're supposed to be living. This is too, it's hidden, the Baruch Shleilam is hidden. Everything's hidden, the whole thing is a hester, our whole lives is just a hester. It's just, there's not enough. Revelation of the Baruch Shleilam in our lives, and we want that day to come already, where we live a life of together with the Baruch Shleilam. We'll be living a different world. The world will be a different world. Right? I'm just imagine. I don't know. Again, it's just imagination. So the Yidden will be living as a straw, whatever. Okay, there was. So you'll have England. What the Baruch Shleilam could do in England? Probably won't bomb it, but we'll have England. England will be the factory to make clothes for the Yidden. America, they'll be making this. Everything's good. The whole world is going to be all around. The main focus is going to be the Yidden. It's mabul al arayan. How we today we're so mushpul, we can't even, but we need to get out of it. To get out of it and just think to ourselves. And again, nochemol, I'm not trying to say that all the things that we imagine is emes lamito. It doesn't have to be emes lamito, but we need to put ourselves in a picture. We need to put ourselves in a different world, and that through that we'll be able to see the Yeshua. We say in Aleinu Lashabeach. See, Aleinu Lashabeach is the end of davening, and we don't concentrate so much on it. The second part of Aleinu Lashabeach is all about the Gula Asida. Nekavlo Hashem Mekene Liris Meir Beteferes Uzecha Lahavi Gulim and Oyet VeLidim Koresu Kareisun. The world, the Goyim will be gone. The second Yom Achas Shaddai V'Chol Bnei Basa Yikru V'Shmecha. Imagine that every single human being in this universe, every single human being from the top down to the bottom, are going to be appreciating, and they're going to understand that the Ben Shalem is the one who's running the world. And they're going to bow down to him. Right? There's so much of tefillah. Remember, there's so much of tefillah that we can use. Pashut, if we just spend a bit of time to think what we're saying, and every day, a bit more, and it can give us that feeling. It can put us into a different realm, into a different sphere. Yom Neroim is a time when a person spends his time on the tefillah. So Yom Neroim taka all the vuchins, then taka there is a big focus on the Asid Lavoi, right? There is a big focus on Asid Lavoi, and the Mefarshim Masbe, why now on Rosh Hashanah? Why? That's not the time now. So the Torah says, yeah, because we first have to be Mamrech the Bein Shleilam. First you have to be Mamrech Hashem, and then we can talk about your issues, and we can talk about our little things in there that we keep on doing. Okay, but the first you saw this Imam Rechid Ben Shlem, and even then, Shteid and Svarim, that on Rosh Hashanah, a person shouldn't think that he's holding by the Madrega where he can only be Mamlech Hashem and not think about his other problems. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is also a time where you can ask for your own things. If a person is finding Parnassah difficult, Shalom Bayis difficult, children, a person can ask Rosh Hashanah as well for his own things. Because a person is not, we're not all holding for such a Madrega where we're just concentrating on the Bench, and we're focused on the Bench. Alright, Beseda, yeah, Emes. But Be Yisoida, that is what Avodah Rosh Hashanah is. That is the Yisoida. And Avodah Rosh Hashanah, I'm showing you, is Navdav Kon Rosh Hashanah. It's the whole year round. The whole year round, our Shemini Esrei are full of it. Of building on ourselves, this Yisoida, the Bein Shalem is the Melech Al Kol Haaretz. And Taka through now, we can't see it. But we will see it. Beis Hashem will see it soon. And things that happen in our lives, things that take place in our lives, here and there the whole time, we should utilize them, use them, to try and think, how will it be Lost Lovoi? Lost Lovoi will be the same? Will we have this and this issue, this and this problem, or will it be completely gone? And slowly, all the little details in our lives, we can bring our lives into this Yisoid. We don't have to be in Beis Medrash. We don't have to sit and learn for this. This is something which we're living anyway. We're anyway walking around, and we're coming across stumbling blocks. We're coming across things that are bothering us and disturbing us. Think to ourselves, how will it be Lost in Love? How will it be when the whole world will be the Bein Shleim and the Klal Yisrael, we were always the chosen nation, and they'll suddenly realize how they're going to have to look after us. They're going to be the ones begging us. They're going to be begging us. Can we help you? Can we serve you? Can we do this? Can we do that? Right? Fakir to today, right? We have to try and think how that will be as a chizik. Now, this one more last thing. Okay, there's another state that Mashiach will come pisoim, right? There's many psukim, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of psukim in a VM, which we don't even know, right? So some of them state will be pisim yove beyecholim. That the good Asida will come in an instant, right? Will come in an instant, right? They say a story. It could be it's not exactly Maduk. This is how I remember the story goes. Reb Chaim Brisk said, "This is how Mashiach is going to come." Reb Chaim Brisk said, "This is how Mashiach is going to come. He's going to be sitting and learning at home. Reb Chaim is going to be learning at home, and Reb Chaim Brisk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he's going to be learning at home." And there's going to be some noise at the end of the road, the end of the street. And his wife is going to say, Chaimka, there's some noise at the end of the road. Go and see what's going on. So Reb Chaim will say, well, I'm in the middle of learning. Let me first finish the shtickle. And she said, 10 minutes later, she's, Chaimka, there's some noise. It's getting a bit bigger. Go and see what's going on. So Reb Chaim says, okay. So he gets up, he puts on his coat, and he goes outside. And that's it, Mashiach's there. It's Mashiach. Mashiach came. That's what all that noise was. Meaning, it's going to come literally in a moment. Right? It's going to come in a moment. Yet we know that if Mashiach comes and Be'ita, then it's going to be through Milchama, right? It's going to be through Milchama, which is one of the reasons why we feel is now is the time we can more in Moisa Mashiach because of the Shas Milchama that there is. And it's not, and it's all about Eretz Yisrael, and it's the world around Eretz Yisrael, and it fits so much in, right? And then Milchama will probably take. Okay, we're done with that. So now the question is: so will it come instantly, or will it be a process? First Milchama, and then slowly until it'll be a build up, until Klaus will be mamush holding back. We can't. We're frightened. The Umas Leidim will kill us out, and the Mashiach will come. So how will it be? How? So I don't know what the Teretz says. I don't know what the Teretz says to this kasha. But one thing I bring out from this is that we can't. It's an idea that I thought maybe it's not tough because if somebody thinks it shouldn't be like this, then it could be it's different. I don't know. But we can't hook ourselves onto Moiris Hazman. We can't say, oh, you see, this is happening because of this, and this is happening because of that, and that. I can see, I think from the way I understand, it looks like Taka Mashiach is on its way because it makes all sense. It's Yishmaelim, like he says, and it's by its Yisrael. Yeah, oh, so Mashiach Taka is on its way. Because it's not true, because Mashiach will come suddenly. Mashiach will come suddenly. We're not going to be aware that we're coming, that we're holding by the time where Mashiach is ready here, and suddenly it's here. So what's the pshat? The pshat is we can use these things, avada, as marim koimus. It looks like we don't know exactly. We can't explain. We can't teach. We don't know. The Bein Shleim is the picture. The Bein Shleim is a completely different picture the way we look at it. Right? The way I understand is like this. We think that Lasa Lovay is talking with, it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle of 1,000 pieces. Right? It's a 1,000-piece puzzle. So 1,000-piece puzzle, it takes a bit of time, but eventually you can work it out. Give yourself a few days, and slowly you can work it out, and you can do the puzzle. It's not impossible, right? But it's not true. It's not true. When Mashiach will come, it's not a puzzle of 1,000 pieces. There's another member of the Sefer Shem Ebchaim says that even a normal a businessman putting his pocket, his hand in his pocket in the marketplace in order to take our money to pay for an item that he wants to buy, that's also all going to be part of the Bias HaMashiach, right? It means that Emma says the Bias HaMashiach, it's, we're talking about a million piece puzzle piece, a million, and each piece is not 1D, it's not 2D, it's 100D. It's the pieces to put together to bring about Mashiach is something that we need to understand we can't fathom. We it's impossible for us to fathom. So we can say this and this and this and this, but to hook it on and say, we've got it, how can we do that? The picture is so much larger than what we think. Could be we saw one piece, yeah, on two pieces. Maybe we saw a few pieces and we understand a tiny bit. But we can't picture. We've got no idea how the Bein Shem is going to bring it about exactly, the details. We can't. That's not our job. Our job is to sit and wait and to build in ourselves this desire, this chukah. This, when is the day going to come already? When is it going to come? I don't want to stay in the way we are now. I wonder, when is this day already going to come? And to build in yourself even feelings of excitement that it's on its way. And more than that, even if a person does not end up seeing Mashiach, even if a person does not see Mashiach, right? He goes to the last love, they'll ask him, it's a piece of Yeshua. So he'll tell them, it didn't help. It didn't even help. It didn't come anyway. So why did I need to be? It says, it's a piece of Yeshua. It's not pshat that you're going to wait for the day because the day is going to come. Hopefully it will. Be'ez Hashem will come. It'll come. But this maila of Tzepis Yeshua is a maila in yourself. You yourself will become a different person. Because you yourself will be living in a different place. You'll be living in a different realm. So maybe Taka B'mtzias hasn't come yet. But you, because, like I told you earlier, the Koyach HaTzivu is so powerful. So you yourself will be living somewhere else. You'll be living somewhere else. The tefillahs will be so much easier. Everything. There's so much more that's bothering us and disturbing us and in a way. But we'll be above that. We'll be above all of that. So B'ez Hashem, we'll be zoicha to use the opportunities that we see in the world to be takam atzapar Yeshua and to feel it and to build in ourselves a real feeling. And we'll ab kidekachda, we'll be like Chavetz Chaim running up and down the stairs. Not because we know we need to. Because Taka will really feel it. And we feel it. It's otot, it's already here. And B'ez Hashem, through that, B'ez Hashem will be zoicha taka to see the gula. Yeah. Amen.